Welcome back to another episode of Cheers PA Beer Talk. I'm your host, Malik Stark. As always, before we get started, I would like to give a special thank you to the PLCB for making this show possible. And be sure to follow us at Cheers_PA on Instagram and Facebook. And look out for new episodes every other week, wherever you get podcasts. And without further ado, welcome Matt Miller from Mellow Mink.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are things?
Very well.
Good. Yeah, so we just want to figure out more about Mellow Mink and about you as a brewer, owner. When did Mellow Mink become Mellow Mink?
Mellow Mink got into the planning process at the end of 2016, and we opened to the public in August of 2018. So we're in our fifth year.
Nice. And like a lot of other brewers and owners, I assume home brewing was the start?
Yeah, very much so. I brewed my first batch, I think, in 2009.
Okay.
And progressed from there, from extract to all grain. Eventually started writing about beer, getting more technical with it.
Okay.
Took a profession.
Well, that has to be, I know you a little personally, so like I know like you're smart. pharmacist, right?
That's my day job.
Okay. So like that has to be, or at least in my opinion, that transition from like, I assume a lot of chemistry and a lot of math and science in one field.
It helped understanding what is going on chemically and biologically during fermentation. I could kind of approach it from that background. I think it helped me understand and kind of approach brewing.
And as far as whenever you were home brewing and all, was that like pretty easy to go from, you know, like extracts to all grain?
In the early days of home brewing, I remember it being kind of stressful, but it's just because you're learning to do new processes for the first time. Once I was brewing all grain as a home brewer, a lot of the fundamental concepts translate directly into professional brewing.
Now, since I can consider myself a brewer now because I've been doing it a week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I assume that you all have scaled up since the beginning of it, like in that space and all.
Mellow Mink has always been a 5-barrel system.
Okay.
It's really scaled for our tap room. We don't do distribution. We sell. Everything is focused on the tap room.
So I'm assuming that, you know, with a 5-barrel system, you all have to brew 2 or 3 times a week.
We're brewing pretty regularly.
All right. So with brewing and owning a brewery, especially like starting back in 2019, like there are a lot of breweries that have popped up since COVID. What's something different with like brewing that like you've noticed from starting before then, at least?
I think that there was a lot of focus in distribution, 4-packs, I feel like the craft beer market has changed to a focus on taproom drinking being, you know, in an experience rather than just buying beer for home.
I could definitely see that from a lot of places I've been to around here also. Like now there's breweries that like have a theme that like they'll have video games like right in the middle of their taproom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that's one of the things that stuck out to me with a lot of the ones up here because, like I said, I've lived down south a whole lot, and at first I wasn't going to a lot of like craft breweries, and Mellow Mink might have been at least in the first like 10 breweries that I've been to like in this greater Harrisburg area. So, yeah. Are you in the tap room now?
I am.
Yeah. I mean, I can tell. It's that place is sick. Was that the plan for the design of that space?
Yeah. We always wanted an upscale but casual atmosphere that was easy to for people to relax and just enjoy a conversation and good time.
You all have a bottle club or a mug club?
We do. We just launched a new barrel club a club that includes some exclusive barrel age bottles of sour beer for members that are exclusively for the club members. Some club specific merch and discounts.
I don't like a lot of sours. I can just say that. But I will say I'll sit down and probably have like three or four glasses of whatever you all have when I'm there. And I haven't had anything that wasn't good.
Thank you.
Yeah, what am I going to do, sit here and say that I have? But like, no, seriously, like all your beer is great, man. And I know this is the name of this podcast is Beer Talk, but I have to bring up the cocktail menu there.
Oh, that
is fantastic.
Thank you. We're proud. That's my husband, business partner's, one of his primary focuses. We're quite proud. It's a substantial part of our business.
Yeah. Like I said, I don't think I've had anything there that I didn't like. Whenever you're not drinking at the tap room itself, how do you approach drinking beers that you don't make? Like, has it ruined it?
No, it hasn't ruined it. Although I don't drink a ton of beer anymore. If I get the opportunity to try something that I haven't tried before, it's usually in a social setting. I do maintain some Belgian lambic collection in my cellar that I'll kind of hunt down maybe once or twice a year, go and hunt down some things that are harder to find in the States and collect those and enjoy breaking into them.
My typical enjoying a pint outside of Melamink is hanging out with friends.
I can't claim to be an expert on all things. You said a Belgian lambic?
A beer that kind of created my inspiration to brew sour beers in the first place. They are a very antique style of beer. Well before, you know, kind of the traditions of them are well before modern brewing yeast was even scientifically understood. They come from that mid to early 1800s. The fundamentals of how they're made haven't really changed since then. They are what's called spontaneous fermentation. They brew a wort, a beer wort, the same way that we would, but then it goes into a large cool ship, which is basically a giant open stainless or metal vessel, and it cools down gradually, picks up organisms from the air, and then whatever basically lands in it is what ferments it.
Oh, wow.
Now, that process has kind of been honed in over the years so that it's not just anything and everything, but it does, it's a very blending heavy tradition. So they'll load that beer into oak barrels, it ferments in the barrels and ages in the barrels, and then the process of making final beers is a matter of tasting all of those individual barrels and finding the ones that complement what they're going for and blending those together and inevitably dumping a number of others that didn't turn out, don't do that, you know, aren't doing what they want to be happening.
Yeah. I mean, it was until right then that I've ever heard of that. So like the whole process of letting it just organically and naturally like form together is awesome.
They're very unique, and we don't have the kind of facilities to do cool ship brewing and spontaneous brewing here, but a lot of the flavors that are captured in those beers are things we model our sour beer flavors after.
Now, Melamink might be the only place I've ever had like a barrel aged sour. How does that like happen? Because when you hear barrel aged, you normally think a stout or a porter or...
Yeah, and a lot of those are being aged in used bourbon barrels, things like that. What we're doing is we're creating a mixed culture sour beer, initially fermented in stainless steel. So it's a blend of brewer's yeast, Saccharomyces, lactobacillus bacteria that creates acidity, and Brettanomyces, which is another less controlled strain family of yeast that create a lot of unique flavors in that product. And those three organisms are all acting simultaneously, and they do an initial ferment on the beer, And once it's been stable and stainless for some time, usually even up to a couple of months, then we'll transfer that into the oak barrels behind me, which are, they're used wine barrels. So we have a blend of Chardonnay and Cabernet Sauvignon barrels. The beer ages in those and can develop complexity and oak character, and we'll keep them in the barrel for anywhere from a couple of months, even up to a couple of years, and then pick from the different barrels to do blends.
Now, I've heard horror stories about getting stuff from barrels into like cans because of like pressure and COT. No horror stories there?
There are technical aspects, but we don't really can any of the barrel aged beer. At least we have never done so to this point. Everything that we're blending from barrel is bottled, and it's carbonated naturally using conditioning yeast and sugar, so it carbonates in the bottle itself. But you know, just from a brewing perspective, there's always kind of an assumed amount of CO2 in solution. Yeah. And you base your carbonation rates and barrel prime, like bottle priming rates, on that. With aged beer, you have to assume that that is lower than would be standard coming out of like a fresh ferment in a stainless steel tank. So they do lose some of that baseline carbonation that's just dissolved in solution. So your priming rates and things are a little higher to make up for that.
Is there anything that you want like everyone to know about Mellow Mink? Any big news, expanding?
Over the years, we've always wanted Mellow Mink to be really what it is grown into. It's a small brewery. We are focused on the taproom experience. If people have heard of us and not come in to check us out, it's a great time to do so. I mean, I think you get a little extra here in terms of atmosphere, service, quality of product. And, you know, we're proud of what we do. And we hope people give us a chance, come check it out.
I don't get to come out there as much as I used to just because of like work and stuff, but I love it.
Well, thank you.
I'll hang out there for hours, man. And I feel like I say this every time that I'm going to come check it out soon, like, or I'll be there soon with like every person I've talked to, but I promise I'm going to make a whole trip out of it and go to every place that I've talked to so far.
Well, let me know when you're planning to, and I'll come have a pint with you.
All right. Sweet, man. Thanks again, Matt. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode or watching this episode of Beer Talk. Again, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Cheers_PA and CheersPA.com also. And look out for new episodes every other Thursday. Cheers, man.
Thanks, Malik. Cheers.